take you now to another fast-breaking news story.
Here we go.
Everybody's here. Oh, my God. This is an impromptu G5 radio in the raw. We talking raw like going in a chick without a condom. So let's get this started. Teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. It's nice to be with you.
Yes, yes. And calling also via satellite from where?
Bruce Wynn, PA.
Bruce Wynn. All right, and that is Mr. GPS. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey there, folks. How the hell are you?
Oh, man, this is a great day here because I'm catching Mr. Cortez in a pissed-off mood. So I'm loving this. So please, Mr. Cortez, take us to church.
Oh, so guys, because of the snow days, because this has been a beautiful winter for the educational environment. So by taking so many days off, we got to make these days up. And, you know, I don't mind making them up, but my particular employer decided, they told me I had to complete 30 hours worth of professional development days. And I had to have them done within a timely manner, like around June 20th. So I had to find 30 hours worth of professional development courses. Mm-hmm. If I do not complete this, they said they will go into my check and violate me financially.
Damn!
They're going to get all of it in that crack, huh? They said they're going to take money out of my fucking check if I don't complete 35 hours by June 20th. I'm saying, damn, you know, and it's not my fault that Mother Nature did what she did, but I mean, damn. Making me pay by, you know, it's like every month I have to complete at least 7 clock hours. Well, I can complete online, I can attend workshops. But, man, when you put a gun in my head like that, you're saying, look, bitch, you need to have these hours done. I'm going to mess with your check.
Damn.
That's what I'm about it. So my teachers out there, my educators, if you feel how I'm feeling, give us a call.
Yes, yes. Call us on the G line, 267-776-GPHI. Leave a message. Tell us how you feel. Because right now, I feel so happy that I'm catching Mr. Cortez pissed the fuck off. I'm about to cry.
I'm an angry black man right now. And I said, damn. I was like, yo, pissed. I was like, I feel like I'm this is a pimp. This is a pimp and hoe game right now. This kind of like the pimp is my employer, and my employer is telling me, look, you know, you're a little few dollars short with your hours, but you're going to have to go out there and make up these hours that you missed.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck. This is hell coming out the head.
Damn.
That's what I feel like. I feel like they're telling me money needs to be made up. You need to get your ass back out there and work some extra hours on that corner.
Whoa. Damn. Mr. GPS, please come on in. Chime in.
I feel bad for him, man. That's, you know, he has to take now. He's got to, you know, even though he had time set aside, you know, there was time set aside for work. It just happened to snow on the days that he was supposed to go. Now he's got to take time out of his personal schedule, away from his family, away from the things he may want to do. Mm. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's heavy. I mean, allow you to stay an hour a day after school or come in a half hour early, leave a half hour later, something like that?
We are already doing that. We're doing that. We're starting early, and we added 15 minutes onto this schedule.
Mm.
I'd rather just stay late. Let me stay late for an extended school year. We're either shorten the break and everything. They're like, nah. We don't want to shorten spring break because people have already made travel plans. Fuck them!
Ooh! Good God!
Ooh.
Damn! Can I get an amen on that one, Mr. GPS?
Yeah, I guess. Damn!
Hallelujah!
It's hot today. Damn!
That's called that. You know what that's called? That's called a wild spur up your ass. And it's spiky, too.
Yeah, I got this slap from behind, man.
Damn!
And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn. I'd rather just
just lose my spring break. It's not like I'm going places like Italy or Rome or some bullshit. I have to be at home. But I want to take my spring break and probably use that time to do my hours and make up any hours. But still, man,
wow.
I understand we do got to make up the snow days. I understand that. But when you don't try to bitch my ass out. Try to bitch and say, look, you need to have this shit made up or I'm going to mess with your check.
Damn. Yeah. Well, Mr. GPS, can you give me a disclaimer? Because I have to pull something here I haven't done in a while.
Oh, the facts shared by G5 Radio is not the facts and concerns.
Close enough. Well, this is what I got to say about that. Fuck the kids. They dropping out anyway. Leave them alone.
Damn, wow. Man. That's... you don't need to... That's why your ass don't need to be a damn speech, man. Attitude like that.
Well, it's either that or take money out the check. What do you want?
Man, I can't, I want to complete the 30 credit hours. It's just the way it was handed down to us.
Yes.
It was just like I went on a date, man, and I was expecting to put out on this date. But I went on a date, and I got there, and all of a sudden, the dude, like, I gave you dinner. And I want a little bit of extra. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you my goodies.
But wait a minute. Here's the deal. Haven't we all done that before and achieved greatness? That's a bad analogy, buddy.
I never put out on no date, man. I'm not a hoe, man. I don't...
Anything goes when it comes to hoes. They go, pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Come on, pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Like an apple, like a cherry, like a peach, like a plum. Let me get off this virgin before I come. Pick up my pants and thump, I think I'll call up Juicy, she'll give me some. Watch out, I'm dripping live scum. I said, damn, I love the way I make my boxy roller. Especially when the Gucci's on birth controller. Lift her up just like a pickup truck. Then I sat her down and we started the fuck. Made whoopee. Yo, I hope this time I don't make a cookie. Uh-huh. Brothers everywhere I'll be calling me a rookie. Juice but the great nights from the old school. I'm on shit, I ain't no fool. Now anything goes.
Is a bachelor coming straight at ya. I see trim and bag it, take it home and rag it. The big daddy law is anti-faggot. That means no homosexuality. What's in my pants? Let me see reality. And if you wanna see a smooth black Casanova, bend over. Cause I don't half step when it comes to broads. The K-A-N-E, I'll go the whole nine yards. There's no time for conversation, my dear. It's all I wanna hear. So let's make a move as I get smooth. Cause the purpose I serve is to soothe. I'm tall, dark, and handsome, and all that junk. Even white girls be saying, ooh, Kane's a hunk. Even Puerto Rican girls be calling me poppy. Some try to copy, but they look sloppy. So imitators, they wanna step to a brother like me. Lick my manure.
Anything goes when it comes to home. Because pimpin' ain't easy.
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 I'm physical when I flow, I'm like a gigolo. And when I used to be with Scott, I was a super hoe. But now I'm cooler than Kane and Greg and ICE. And if the girlies want my tip, they gotta pay a fee. I love boning, and all my friends, they will agree. Then when it comes to pimping hoes, it ain't easy. First name smooth, last name B. When I'm boning a girl, I make them feel heavenly. I like to make them wait, and then make them beg. And when I take off my clothes, then I form a third leg. They rub it with oils and suck it with ice. Now I'm sweating. My mind is in paradise.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes, because pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
Scuba lovers out hoeing, bragging to the fellas how my flat top was born. Buying drinks for the ladies, money I was blowing. Right in front of me, not even knowing. A brown skin cutie, big plump booty. Name tag, earrings, re and off duty. Bullseye, bing, the girl of my dreams. From my eyesight, that was what it seemed. I said, come a little bit closer to school. That nice choice guy, she said, hi, hi.
meet you. I just got paid and I'll be very glad to treat you. How about dinner? A Salisbury steak. I said, sorry, honey dip, but I already ate. So I nudged the other girlies off my shoulder. Went for tootie, cause the girl was much older. East to the Benz, I slowly walk, clearing up my throat so I can start my smooth talk. Sex in my mind, I was sure of it. I wanted to tax that ass like the government.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes, because pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes, because pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Well, it's Friday night, it ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch better have my money.
Yo, what happened to
my part, man?
What the fuck is up with the Cliff Love part?
Yo, what's up with the Lazy Lays part?
What's up
with the Hummin' Hummin' Hummin'
Bitches? Yo, Scratch, what the fuck is up?
Turn that fucking music back on.
Yeah, man, fuck that,
fucking
man.
Pimp slap your motherfucker. What the fuck is the engineer?
Yo, Cliff, let's get out of here, man. Pimp it.
Gorilla pimp your ass, motherfucker.
Pimp this, you motherfucker.
So, let's start it off right, you know, on a nice sunny afternoon on a Sunday. Let's start it off with some good, inspiring news. How about let's get into what news should we get into? Let's get into some racist news.
Ooh, hey.
Yes, we got to start off right. Start off with the racist news. So we're going to start off with our buddies over at TMZ. And Mr. GPS, I mentioned this to Mr. Cortez yesterday. But did you hear about the controversy with Donald Sterling, who is the owner of the L.A. Clippers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He don't want you to bring black people to his game.
Yes, yes. Well, now, I got some quotes from the controversial minutes that
I've been talking about. I've been listening to this guy all morning because I'm just like, look, man, damn.
Yeah, it was deep, man. That shit was fucking deep. If those who haven't heard about this, it's interesting. This guy, Donald Sterling, he is the general manager of the LA Clippers. Now, he was recently caught on tape. I don't know why, but I think his chick put him on tape. And her name is... I think it says here with Stevie Viano or something like that. Now, the whole irony is she is African-American and Mexican. And, you know, she's putting herself out here in the public. There's a lot of different quotes that are going on in this, this rambling, this which I think lasts about 10 minutes. So big ups to this chick who puts all this stuff here. But here's some three key points of this tape. The first quote says, "It bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you are associating with black people." First of all, let's get Mr. Cortez's thoughts.
Well, you know, we spoke about this. My attitude is... If you're gonna mess with the brown sugar, you gotta deal with this the stuff that comes with the brown sugar. And unfortunately, his issues are he doesn't mind interacting with them, but he doesn't want them to be in his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me, man. So you know, I mean, but are we surprised by this, man? That this cat feels this way? It's like he wants to date African American women, but he don't want nothing to do with them outside of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, he went on to with another comment, like in the 5:15 mark, and he said, "You can sleep with black people. You can bring him in. You can do whatever you want. The little I ask of you is not to promote it on that." And what he means with that is, I guess, the Instagram. But he also said it in turn, "And not bring them to my games." But if you think that's bad enough, he goes on. "I'm just saying, in your lousy fucking Instagrams," because we know what F asterisk asterisk etc. means. "I'm saying, in your lousy fucking Instagrams, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people." But then, the coup de grace. And get ready for this. Wait for this, Mr. GPS. "Don't put magic on an Instagram for the world to have to see, and they have to call me. And don't bring him to any of my games. Going after Magic.
You know what that was code for?
Please tell me.
Don't let my blue blood buddies have to ask me, is my girlfriend getting banged out by that big black man? That's what that was cold for.
That was more than cold. That was just straight blunt. That was blunt, man. No, we just gotta accept the fact that you got some. He has his buddies that he hang around, and they don't mind. Like I said, sleeping with these sisters, man. But that's as far as they wanted to go, man. They don't want to interact with. They don't want to know. Like they just want to just hit it and quit it. Which he should have told this girl to begin with, man. He should have told her that was his intentions.
Well, when I disrespect
the world before you,
why am I disrespecting them?
Well, by walking, and you're perceived as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Ooh.
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid.
Oh!
Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
My goodness. My goodness. That's some of the leaked footage that we received. Of course, you know, I'm trying to get more of the audio, but of course the powers that be are trying to keep us from this exclusive audio. That's why it cuts off slightly.
Hold on, man. I think I got some cat at my door, man.
Oh, man. Tell me if it's the owner.
The owner sent somebody out to get even, even with me. Say, you ain't going to broadcast this, are you?
I know, right? Where's that fucking Cortez at? I hear you. So Mr. GPS, from a couple of the clips that we've heard, and of course you say it's basically a stroke contest. That's the problem. He has no stroke.
He may have some. I mean, because they, you know, earlier today, they were showing clips of him. It seemed like his wife was on one side,
mm-hmm.
and his girlfriend was on the other side.
Right.
So, to have your wife and your girlfriend at the same game, so it seemed on TV.
That's called being a player.
That ain't called being a player, man. That's called expensive player. He's an expensive player, man.
He's the owner. He's the owner of the place.
So it's okay. Everybody knows the terms, man. I think he made the terms very clear to everybody. So his wife deals with it, you know. But I got a funny feeling she's going to, like, say something now about it because it's out there now.
I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B.
Now shawty, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada. That BCBG, Burberry, Dolce and Cabana. She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little G, man, and my gang got her. An hour later, had her ass up in the Ramada. Them trick niggas in the ear saying they think about her. I got the bitch by the bar trying to get a drink about her. She like my style, she like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she like me cause I'm from New York. I ain't that nigga trying to holler cause I want some head. I'm that nigga trying to holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed. Bitch at that track, catch a date and come and pay the kid. Look baby, this is simple, you can't see. You fucking with me, you fucking with a P-I-M-P.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Woo!
But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G
heard about me. But a bitch can't get the blood up out of me. I drive a Cadillac, wear a perm, cause I'm a G. And I'm a motherfucking CRIP. I don't know what you've heard about me. But a bitch can't get a crumb up out of me. I drive a Cadillac, wear a perm, and I'm a G. and I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P. Yeah, bitch, I got my now later gators on. I'm about to show you how my pimp hand is way strong. You're dead wrong if you think the pimping gon' die. 12 piece with 100 holes by my side. I'm down with that nigga 50 like I'm down with blue. Fuck cuz, nah, nigga, motherfuck you. G-U-N-I-Dizzy, fucking with me and the D.P. Jizzy. Niggas in New York know how dog he get out. I got my niggas in Queens, I got my bitches uptown. I got my business in Manhattan, I ain't fucking around. And got some butter pecan Puerto Ricans from the boogie down. That's waiting on me to return so they can snatch these braids out and put my shit in the perm. Word. They love it when I get to crippin' and spittin' this smackin' magnificent pimpin'. I don't know what you heard about me, but a bitch can't get a blunt up out of me. I drive a Cadillac, wear a perm, and I'm a G. Cause I'm a motherfucking C-R-I-P. I don't know what you've heard about me, but a bitch can't get a crumb up out of me. I drive a Cadillac, wear a perm, cause I'm a G. And I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Switch over and ride with a star, it'll get you far. I'm a P-I-M-P-G-A-N-G-S-E-E-R. Yeah, I'm young, but I ain't dumb. There's some tricks, but I ain't one. I'm a gorilla for Skrilla, I trip you, try to run. I let them do as they please, as long as they get my cheese. Even if they gotta freeze, or it's 100 degrees, I keep them on their knees, take a look under my sleeve. I ain't gotta give them much, they happy with Mickey D's.
We keep it pimpin' in the South, you know how it goes. We drive old schools, white walls with me. Flow. I spend the G-Unit piece and get them dizzy. Handcuff if you love all your girl coming with me when your neck and wrist glow. She already should know that money make the world go round, so let's get more. It's time to show these players how it should be done. You got pimp potential, you might could be one. G-Unit!
I don't know what you heard about me, yeah. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. Woo. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Uh-huh. Then I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P. I don't know what you heard about me, uh-huh. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me, yeah. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Yeah, in Hollywood they say there's no business like show business. In the hood they say there's no business like hoe business. You know, they say I talk a little fast, but if you listen a little fast, I ain't got to slow down for you to catch up, bitch. Yeah.
See, she came up the wrong way and said the wrong commentary. She said, "How can I make you feel better?" See, that's that was wrong. GPS, jump in while I tell you what she should have said.
You know, usually the affection or the touch of a woman is the one thing that they know will get a man to sway their mind on a particular issue, forget something, let it go. He turned it down.
Yes,
he did. Not very many men will do that on any occasion.
Hold it. We got a rebuttal from Cortez here. Break it down.
I hate to tell you this, man. He probably got 5 or 6 other chicks, man. This is like his side hit, man. He got other girls on the side, man. We just don't know about it. So he knows his game, man. Papa knows his game very well. So he probably cut her loose, man. I think it sounded like they broke off, man. Sound like they went their separate ways, and she was like, I'm gonna get even with you, Steven. And she did her thing.
You're showing yourself on Instagram with black people. Oh, no, I can't hang around you no more.
No, so he broke off from her. So she did right, man, by saying, all right, she sounded like she is scarred by the whole situation.
Yeah.
Sounded very scarred by it, but at the same time, man, you know, I hope she's over, you know, she better get ready for the backlash of what she did.
That's right. And now Soundboard has assisted me. This is what she should have said in the end. Because in the end, she said, how can I make you feel better? She said it wrong. Now, Soundboard, what should have she said?
I wanted to make you feel good. Just make me feel good. I wanted to make me feel good. Can you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good? Make me feel good.
Make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Oh, Master's Ball.
That's right. That's right. That's what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to just say there and say, make me feel good. Make me feel good. That's what should have been said. That's what should have been said. For real, for real. But of course, you know, that didn't happen. See, when you're with a multi-billionaire, racist or not, you know, you got to know how to quell the situation. Obviously, she didn't do it right. So, you know, if she would have done it right, it would have been okay. She would have been cool. The whole point is, make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Wow.
Yes. Don't you agree with that, sir?
Yeah, with a couple grand, you know, make anybody feel good now.
That is true.
I hope, like I said, man, you know, she definitely has created a little bit of controversy, but at the same time, you know, I feel as though she did right. Mm-hmm. She exposed him for what he is. You know, it must have been the money, man. It had to be the money to deal with all that for this long period of time that she dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. That is very true. So, you know, everybody's got a whole issue with this. Of course, the NAACP is jumping all over this. All the NBA players are jumping on this, and they want him out. There was even an issue where they even said that some of the members of the Clippers were even close of not even protesting by not playing. And I think they're in the playoffs, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah. The commish, they were talking. Larry Bird came out and said, he's like, he said the commission is going to, the new commission is going to have to step in and do something. He's like, he cannot lay on the side and just let this stuff go down the way it went down. He needs to come out with some sanctions and some, you know, deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because it is
starring a real firestorm. And I'm reading here up in, with our buddies at the NY in the NY Daily News. Supposedly there's a new clip. And this clip is even more racist than the first one. And I'm trying to see. And I think it's, let's see. It says, oh my God, could this be true? It says here, Sterling and Stiviano also go down a rambling path about the Holocaust and how black people are treated in Israel. Get ready for this, GPS. The blacks are treated like dogs, Sterling says. And when Stiviano suggests that Sterling take a stand for what's wrong and be the change and the difference, Sterling blames culture, the culture they live, and lets his misogynistic side shine through. And the ultimate quote goes, quote, "I don't want to change. If my girl can't do what I want, I don't want the girl," he says. I'll find a girl that will do what I want. Believe me, I thought you were that girl because I tried to do what you want, but you are not that girl. Bye. You sure he's not the Grand Dragon for the Klan?
You know what that's code for?
What? Oh, shit. Here's another code. Brace for it, soundboard. What is it?
You are dismissed.
Ooh. That's right. Don't let the door hit you, but the good Lord split you.
But, you know, listen, you know, he almost sounds like, what's his name, just the other day, the cattle rancher.
I was just...
I didn't mean to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I meant what I said.
That's right. And we were talking about that last night, me and Mr. Cortez. So right now, we are saying unanimously that this fool is the hero of the stupid for the month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he kind of topped the rancher. Yeah, he kind of topped the rancher at this point, man.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. So we'll give it to you, Mr. L.A. Clipper racist. You are the hero of the stupid for the month. Congratulations.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who
catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. Only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better, we gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wiggle, all you teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
Right now, we're gonna play it a little light here, Mr. Cortez. I have to bring in Mr. GPS on this one, and he knows why once he hears the soundboard. So, soundboard, let's do it. It's that time. It's just getting close to summertime, and that means the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous. Champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and these nuts. But not in that order. And we are joined by the liqueur connoisseur, Mr. GPS. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
So, please, sir, during these times of racist activity and, you know, a bunch of corporate bullshitters just trying to take control, what is the best way to, is it good to just, like, just drink hard or be like these people up in New York, where bartenders are offering quote-unquote easy-going, low-alcohol cocktails for warmer weather, so it won't so it can avoid the hangovers?
Okay.
Uh-oh, he doesn't like that one.
First of all, when you're drinking, mm-hmm. okay, you gotta understand that alcohol is depleting minerals from your body.
Correct.
You gotta put that stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing called food that they usually serve
mm-hmm.
wherever they serve alcohol. Restaurant, bar, whatever.
Okay.
If you eat as you drink, you'll feel just as good, maybe even better, than if you just, you know, go for broke.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, get that rush fast. So we're going to eat while we drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First thing. Now, continue.
Now, let me jump Mr. Cortez into this. The other day, you had your nice little red wine, sir.
Yes, I did,
they
man.
They give you a nice buzz and everything like that. Now, I have a real question here, and I got this from a legitimate source. His name is Ben Dover. Is it true that it really was Kool-Aid?
Ooh. Mm. I don't mess with Kool-Aid, man.
Not even see, the purple drink.
The thing with the wine is it's light, man. You know, you want to go out because where I live at, it is considered wine country now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nice, man. You know, if you're ever in the area, folks, come on down. Come on down to see, Chester County.
I was going to say, you don't even know where you live at.
I don't even know where I live at, do I? Man, life is hard.
See, you know, that's a good type of drunk, you know? It's like, well, where do you live at? I have no goddamn idea. Just take me a cab and just drive. Mm.
I know where I live at, folks. I have not lost that yet. Thank God I haven't.
But the point is, the way, like I was telling GPS, NY is trying to get to a way where they're giving less strong beverages, alcoholic beverages, so there's not so much of a hangover or maybe even public drunks. Maybe that's really what the issue is. I mean, do you agree with that, or do you think that kind of takes away from the mystique of having fun when you're going out to drink?
I think it takes away from it, man, because it's like you being cheated. You know you being cheated, man. That's what it's like. It's like, yeah, they're going to water the alcohol down.
Okay. That's true. And we know you don't like a watered-down Alizé, correct?
No, not at all, man. Not at all, man. That's a shame, but times are rough, I guess. Times are rough, everybody.
That's right. Times are hard on the boulevard. Even New York is feeling the pressure. But, Mr. GPS, now, in light of that, seeing that the summertime is just around the corner, what is your beverage of choice? We know that you have a variety of different drinks, but what is it that these next couple weeks is in your menu?
Well, I've been working on this
Jamaican rum here, Appleton brand.
Ooh, okay.
And I gotta say, the white one is great.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really impressed with the dark one until today.
You know what? You're starting to sound like that L.A. Clippers guy. Oh, I like the light one, but oh, I don't like the darkies.
Ah, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I wasn't impressed with it until today.
Until today.
Could be the food that I'm having, but it's a lot nicer now.
Okay. Well, what is your food of choice with your beverage?
Oh, today we're eating Indian.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Curry shrimp, curry chicken, rice, vegetable samosas, and naan.
And some naan. Very good. That I am happy with because, yes, I have made myself a couple times here at the crib a little bit of chicken tiki masala with a side of naan and some chutney and all that other good stuff. So I'm telling you, it's good. Mr. Cortez, you're not really a fan of Indian food, or have you ever really tried?
I had some Indian food before, man. You know, it tastes good, but I'm more into the Mexican vibe, man.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I love my Mexican food.
There you go. But either way, that would be the tip for these nice spring/summer days coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. GPS, what would be, how would you like to leave off this segment here with your liquor of choice?
Oh, man. Oh, today we're... definitely get yourself a bottle of the Appleton. Either the white or the dark.
Okay.
Great choice.
Okay. No discrimination here.
No, sir. Go both ways.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Did you say that you go both ways?
Yes. White or dark.
Okay, sir. I don't think that's none of our business.
Okay.
But either way, I'll digress off of that one. We're going to get calls on that, I know it. But either way, all right, peoples. This has been the episode of episodes here. And, of course, the only one that can bring it to you is Mr. GPS himself, the liqueur connoisseur. So we thank you for listening to this segment of the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, the champagne dreams, the caviar nightmares, and definitely no balls included. Thank you. I'm going to digress because we all got to roll, but we thank you for joining us this afternoon. And just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to unleash to us so we can bring it out to the world, just let us know at our handle at Twitter, G5 Radio, all one word, G-5 Radio on Skype. And the G line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI. I thank my peoples for coming today. And just remember, those who can, will. Those who can't, won't. And si se puede. Peace.
Peace.
Later.
1, 2, 3. Baby, love never felt so good. And I'd die if it ever could. Not like you, oh. Hold me, oh baby. Love never felt so fine. And a dot above mine. And I like you, hold me. Hold me. And the night is gonna be just fine. Gotta fly, gotta see, gotta be. I can't take it, cause baby, every time I love you. So good. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm. Love never felt so fine. And a dot is ever mine. I like you, hold me. Hold me. Oh, baby. Love never felt so good. And a dot is ever good. And I like you, hold me. And the night through the beginning. Gotta fly, gotta see, can't believe I can't.
Cause baby, every time I love you, it's in our life, in our baby. Tell me if you really love me, it's in our life, driving me crazy. Baby, love never felt so good. Oh, baby, love never felt so fine. When I die, find all mine. Not like you hold me. Oh, baby, love never felt so good. When I die, if it ever could. Not like you hold me. And the nights that is good. Gotta fly, gotta see, can't believe I can take it. Cause baby, every time I love you, it's in our life, in our baby. Tell me if you really love me, it's in our life, driving me crazy. Cause baby, love never felt so good. Oh, we never felt so good. So lonely, it never felt so good.
Never felt so good.
Yeah, it never felt so good.
Never felt so good.
All right, that's fine. That's it.